The time has come to reap what you have sown. I don't know what we're going to call this week. Starting to think it's the week of reset. We have a few things going on this week. Mercury already went retrograde on the 15th, which was Saturday. What else is going on this week? We have a Sun-North Node conjunction at 27 degrees on Monday. We have a Sun-Kazemi Neptune on Wednesday. Sun conjunction to Neptune. Aries season starts this week. And we also will end the week Saturday with a Sun-Venus conjunction, Kazemi as well. In the sign of Aries. So Mercury retrograde. Sun conjunct North Node. Sun conjunct Neptune. Sun changing signs. Mercury join Venus in retrograde. Venus had already went retrograde. Mercury joined it on the 15th. And it's kind of like Mercury is escorting Venus. Like, if you look at the chart, it's like Mercury is covering Venus's back. Protecting, trying to protect Venus's back as they retrograde back through Aries, heading back to Pisces. This Mercury retrograde will be interesting. We'll dive a little bit deeper into that. One of the first, let's dive into it now. Since Mercury was the first thing that happened and it went retrograde, Mercury went retrograde March 15th and it'll be retrograde until April 7th. It went retrograde at 9 degrees Aries. Mercury will also conjunct and Kazemi have a resetting with the Sun at 4 degrees Aries. Mercury will re-enter Pisces March 30th, where it will meet up with Neptune just before Neptune leaves Pisces, and it will meet up with the North Node as well. And just before Mercury makes it right there to Saturn at 25 degrees, it will turn direct. Turn around. Mercury's going to say, hey, I don't want no parts of you, Saturn. Hey, I got to go back and talk to the North Node. I got to go back and talk to Neptune. I don't want no parts of you, Saturn. And so Mercury and Venus, in other videos I've been telling you, you know, this has a Mars flavor to it. One of the reasons it has Mars flavor to it is because Mercury and Venus went retrograde in the sign of Aries. And then I also told you, like, the eclipses and stuff was happening in the bounds of Mars. And so Mars, and then let's not forget, all these planets coming up, they're all headed to Aries. And so we will have a Aries party in the near future. And Mars is in Cancer and fall, paving the way, cutting and severing its way through Cancer to pave the way for this house party it's going to have in Aries. And so when we think about Aries, when I think about Aries and I think about Cancer, we have I am versus I feel. I am versus I feel. We have fiery impulses versus the up and down waves of emotions. We have the warrior prepared for battle versus the pull of home and hearth. We have self-confidence versus the need for support from others. The pioneering spirit versus the pull of family. So this Mercury retrograde, this Venus going retrograde in Aries, Mars being in Cancer. Retrograde is rewind, review, reminisce, reflect. So for you to be able to reminisce, rewind, reflect, sometimes things from your past or events from your past have to pop up and remind you. Hey, you remember this? You remember when we was in this relationship? Hey, you remember when you tried this? You remember when you tried that? And so when things like that do pop up, sometimes it's not always for you to get back involved in that situation. It's to remind you of the past and what you need to do to move forward. This time could be about showing you the emotions you still holding on to from the past that's pulling you into certain directions that you may not be even aware of. Are you born into a family that doesn't support your desires? For instance, what if you born to a family of sports fanatics, but you want to be an opera singer? What do you do then? Are they going to support you? Did they support you? Or did you get involved with sports to placate to their needs and wishes and not pursue your opera career, singing career? That's just an example. I mean, we all have, that was just an example that you could pull from. This energy is not all bad. It's also about, this is good energy for fighting for a cause, fighting for the underdog. It's interesting that Mercury is retrograde and Venus is retrograde. It's about looking at things with a big picture, in a big picture. And when you look at things in the big picture scope, you think about Mercury going being retrograde, Venus being retrograde at the time that the Sun is about to hit Neptune. I mean, Sun is about to hit the North Node, which is the planet of, the point of what you came here to do and the road you need to take, for lack of better words. And it's also going to hit Neptune, have a reset with Neptune. Look at Sun conjuncting other points as a resetting of that energy, that planetary energy, because the Sun is big and bold and hot and is burning off karmic energy pertaining and kind of resetting that planetary energy. So if you look at the North Node as what your soul came to learn and do and all that, and the Sun hitting it, burning it up, it's a resetting of this North Node energy in the Pisces area of your chart, as well as Neptune right before it leaves at 29. Neptune's going to be sitting at 29 degrees, the critical degree. Neptune's been sitting there for years. And just before it leaves Pisces, Sun's going to hit it and burn off some of that energy, that karmic energy pertaining to Neptune in your Pisces area that it's been traveling through. And you put that in context with Mercury retrograde and Venus retrograde, you have a lot of thoughts. That's why I'm saying this is a week of reset right after an eclipse. And what's an eclipse about? Big endings and big beginnings. So was the big endings already gone, and now it's a time about big beginnings? Now the first thing that the Sun is going to hit is the North Node, and the Sun is about your energy, your being, your essence, your purpose, your focus, And what's the North Node about? What are you here to achieve in life? Who do you associate with? What groups are you connected with to? Do you feel like you're on the right path? This is what's coming up with the sun meeting the North Node. These questions. The sun meeting the North Node. Is it time? And that's why I said with the North Node. If the North Node is your path in life, and the sun, the purpose, your essence is hitting that. That's why I'm asking the question. That's why I'm saying, is it time for a reset? And if you're not on the right path, what do you need to do to get on it? This energy is happening in the sign of Pisces. Oh, let's not forget Neptune. I said the sun is going to meet the North Node, and it's also going to meet Neptune. And what is Neptune about? Neptune is about loss and confusion. Dissolving boundaries. And since Neptune has been traveling through Pisces, that's what it has been doing to your Pisces area. Now it's at the critical degree. Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces. And combining those, and what is Pisces energy about? Barriers and boundaries. Do you have proper barriers and boundaries between you and the outer world to keep your individuation? How do you maintain your individuality? Or have you lost yourself to the, have you lost your true self to the influences of the outer world because of lack of boundaries and lack of being able to protect yourself? Pisces is a water sign. Mars is in Cancer in the water sign. And traditionally, when talking about a chart or individual or a person's life, it was seen as a journey on a ship, because the ascendant was seen as the helm of the ship, and the ruler of the ascendant, which would be the ruler of that sign, is the entity steering that ship this lifetime. And so with this Neptune energy rolling through Pisces with boundaries and barriers and stuff, and you look at, and I talked about the sun meeting North Node path, here's the question. Are you feeling like your ship is sailing without a rudder? Just aimlessly out here in the water? Are you a rudderless ship? Or are you on path, heading to your true destination? This is a time of what quality in you has been developed or needs to be developed that will be useful in furthering you on your purpose and growth. But this is also a time of forgiveness. Pisces loves to forgive, but forgive what? Forgive who? Who should you be forgiving? You should be forgiving yourself. Yeah, I said it. Forgiving yourself for what you perceive as failures in your life. Were they actually failures? Or were those lessons that needed to be learned to further your growth? You know, when you hear and look up Pisces energy and Neptune, you're going to hear about illusions and fogginess. And when I said the sun is meeting the north node, which is path. Do you have a clear vision on your purpose in life? Or do you need to find clarity? The sun north node conjunction is happening at the 27th degree of Pisces. And numerology speaking, connected with Pythagorean. 27 is about bravery, heroism, and daring. Bravery, heroism, and daring. Two energies about duality, and seven energy is about sacrifice. And so I could see how you could get to bravery and heroism, because if you don't want to be, if you don't want something sacrificed, you have to step up and be brave. And Mercury went retrograde at 9 degrees Aries. They still in that part. The sun will meet Venus and Mercury in Aries. And so a lot of energy is happening in the first decan of Aries. And the first decan, tarot-wise, the first decan of Aries connects to the Two of Wands. And I just talked about the 27, number 27 being bravery, heroism, daring. I also talked about the sun meeting the north node, your path. The Two of Wands is about accomplishments and aspirations. Accomplishments and aspirations. Do you need bravery and heroism and daring to aspire to do something, to get something? Also, when you with the 27th degree, the Saban symbol for the 27th degree is the harvest moon illumines a clear autumnal sky. What does that mean? The light of fulfillment that blesses work well done. The light of fulfillment that blesses work well done. And if you think two of wands, accomplishments, aspirations, Saban symbol, harvest moon, blesses work well done. Sun meeting north node. Sun purpose. North node path. The time has come to reap what you have sown. But also, the time has come to reap what you failed to cultivate, and recognizing it. And that's what these retrogrades could be coming back around to remind you of. Did you do the work? Did you put the time in? Did you sacrifice what you needed to sacrifice to reach your goal, to attain what you aspire, to attain what you desire? Or are you a ship without a rudder, just wandering, lost at sea? But don't fret. Like I said, this is a week of reset. So if you don't reap any benefits, that means it's reset time for you. And if benefits come in and say you aligned and you're on your purpose, keep it pushing. Like the soul to soul song. Keep on moving. Oh, lunar wise, early Monday, the moon's going to go into Scorpio. We're going to stay there for a couple of days. It's going to move to Sag toward the middle of the week. And then we're going to end up with the moon going into Capricorn by Saturday. So we're going to start off the week with emotional intensity. and move to a more positive, fiery adventure. Where are we going? Where are we headed to in the future? Type energy, emotionally wise. And wherever Scorpio and Sagittarius is for you in your chart, emotionally, you're going to be focused there this week. Wherever Pisces is in your chart, you looking at reset, getting on path when it comes to your thoughts, how you think and communicate, what you love, what you value. That's still under review. It's going to still be under review until in April sometime. So have patience with yourself. Forgiveness with yourself. When these things pop up and rewind. And what does, if you are somebody who is going through a reset, what does your true path look like? Where do you want your ship to sail to? Do you need to take the helm of the ship and start steering it? Or are you tired of letting others steer your ship for you? So, big week. Good luck to y'all. Know I end this. Know that's a balance your energy.